Okay, we're up to Perikei, Pasuk Tes Vav. Until now, we've seen the greatness of Shlomo, we've seen his Chachma, we've seen his wealth. And finally, in Perikei, Pasuk Tes Vav, Shlomo begins to fulfill the dream that everyone has been waiting for. Pasuk Tes Vav, Vayishlach Hiram Melech Tzor Es Avadav El Shlomo. So Hiram, who we know had been very close to David. Hiram in Shmuel Beis wants to befriend David and builds David's house for him. And David recognizes that as a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem is with him. So Hiram sends servants to Shlomo. Ki shama ki yoso mashkul melech tachas aviyu. He heard that Shlomo has taken over. Ki oheva yachiram l'David kol hayamim. That Hiram always love David, and therefore he wants to establish a similar relationship with Shlomo. Pasuk Tazayin. Vayishlach Shlomo el Hiram lemor. So Shlomo sends back to him. What's wrong?
It's interesting. It says Ki oheva with David,
as opposed to
like
David.
Because it doesn't mean Ohev, he loved. It means
he was an Ohev to David.
He was a lover of David.
Yeah, okay.
So what's
so the then lived.
The thing. I mean, why not? Why was he not Ohev as David rather than Ohev with David?
He was an Ohev.
But
there might be even just, more.
My assumption is it's less, but I don't know. But it's definitely. My assumption is that in Ohev, you have. A Melech has Ohavim. To say you only love man. David. Yeah, exactly. There was like maybe one or two times that I know. I know Yonatan doesn't love David. That's possible. Could be there are other ones that I don't know about, but it's weird to have this one.
Right,
yeah,
Shlomo
es Hashem. Not God. It's people is rare, but he was a lover. He was a rea. Yeah.
Malvin talked about that there's some the bris that they made.
Yeah, but he's not commenting on that language.
That could make it a bris should be no lid David, meaning it's something that he did to some act that he did to him.
I don't think the Malvin was coming. Okay, I don't know. Vayishlach Shlomo al Hiram lemor. So Shlomo responds, Ataya data as David avi ki lo yachol ivnos bayis l'shem Hashem alakav v'bnei ha-milchama asher svavuhu. So Hiram, you know that David was not able to build the bayis because of the milchama which surrounded him. Ad teis Hashem osam tachas kapos raglav. So you know that David wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash because there were still wars that he was involved with. Vata hiniach Hashem Elokai li misaviv ein satan ve'ein pegara. So now there's peace. David was not able to build a Beis HaMikdash, says Shlomo, because there was not peace. And now there is, so I am able to build a Beis HaMikdash. Now it's interesting here, I think this is the first time in Tanakh where it gives us a reason as to why David was not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. In Perek Zayin of Shmuel Beis, David is told, David very much wants to build a Beis HaMikdash. Him and Nasan HaNavi both think that the time is right to build a Beis HaMikdash. And David is told, sorry, I love you, you're great, but you can't build a Beis HaMikdash, your son will. David is very thankful. David does not hear a reason, or we don't hear a reason in Shmuel Beis, as to why David is not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. Here a reason is given. Shlomo gives the reason to Hiram, and he says, well, there wasn't peace. It's interesting, because at the very beginning of Perek Zayin in Shmuel Beis, it says, Vayika yashav hamelech beveso, v'Hashem heiniach lo misaviv, mikol oivav. Hashem left him alone from all of his enemies. And the commentators, Rashi points out, Amar harenis kayem, the pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yudbeis, pasuk Yud, v'heiniach lachem mikol oivichem misaviv. Okay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave you alone. Exactly the words used over there. V'Hashem iniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. And right after that, it says that the makom asher, the makom that I will choose to rest, so that's where you'll build the Beis HaMikdash. So the assumption is that when there's a time of peace, that's the next step, is that you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Perek Zayin, there's lots of peace. David says, okay, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem tells him no. It happens to be that right afterwards in Parakas, David goes on to fight lots of wars. So it doesn't seem like it was a time of peace. And here the reason that's given to Hiram is that it wasn't in fact a time of peace. I'm still not sure as to why it says in the beginning of Parak Zion that it was a time of peace, if in fact it wasn't. You might want to suggest that the Parakim are out of order, or the threshold of peace that you needed in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, there was some peace. Maybe David perceived it as that Hashem was hiniach lo mitzavim mikol yivav, but certainly not enough. That's one reason that's given in Tanakh. Another reason which is given in Tanakh for why David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash is the more famous answer, perhaps, which is the one that's only given in Divrei Hayamim, the first time, I believe, in Divrei Hayam Aleph, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk, where'd it go now? Pasuk Ches. David is talking to Shlomo before he dies, in Divrei Hayamim. We don't hear it in Melachim when David is talking to Shlomo before he dies, and it says there, Vayhi alai dvar Hashem lemor. Sorry, let's back up a step. In Perek Zayin, Vayomer David l'Shlomo, Bini, Ani ayayim levavi levnos bayis l'shem Hashem elokai. I very much wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. Vayhi alai dvar Hashem lemor, dam larov shafachta. You spilled too much blood. Umilchamos gedolos hasisa, losiv nebayis l'shmi. Ki damim rabim shafachta artz elefanai. You spilled too much blood, and therefore you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. So, again, we have two pesukim. One reason is given in Shmuel, sorry, in Melachim, and one reason is given in Divrei Hayamim. One, that there wasn't peace. One, that Dam Larov Shafachta.
The Shlomo in Divrei Hayamim is saying that there's a reason why David, in a personal way, couldn't build it. Who cares? Who cares that there wasn't peace? Like, why would that be an impediment?
It's a pasuk in the Varim. The Varim says peace, and then build a Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you could talk practically that it's too busy fighting wars, you can't concentrate on it, but it's a pasuk in the Varim. That's the understanding of what it says in the Varim. So, how do we deal with these different reasons? There are other reasons given in the Midrashim. We don't even need to focus on those right now. Let's try to figure this out. So, the Radak over here, the Radak in Malachim says, Lo ratza legalos lo hatam. He didn't want to tell Chiram the real reason. Ki akel minao, ki lo haya kavod aviv. Didn't want to tell him, oh, it was because of Dam Larov Shafachta. Va'amar lo ze hatam hanira. So he told him this reason. So the Radak seems to be saying this isn't the actual reason. The real reason is the one that David gave in Divrei Hayamim. I don't think this will explain what David said to Chiram, but how did David know that this was the reason of Dam Larov Shafachta? Who told him? It never said it. So the Radak here in Divrei Hayamim says, Zelo matzanu sha'amar lo Hashem, aval David amar kein belibo, ki mibnei zem na'o Hashem livnos habayis. Hashem never told him. He's telling it to Shlomo on his own. And now then, is it possible that this wasn't the real reason, this is what David thought, Shlomo was telling him the real telling Chiram the real reason?
If David, would Shlomo know better
right, than why David? Would Shlomo know better than David? So, okay.
Neither of them are the real reason. One of the Midrashim is the real reason.
Okay, it could be that Radak, that Shlomo is making it up for Chiram, David is making it up because that's what he thinks, and maybe there's another reason. It could be, it's not clear. Once we're in this Radak, I do need to point it out. This Radak here says, what does it mean that Dam Larov Shafachta? It doesn't mean that David did something wrong, of course, by spilling too much blood. But the Radak writes, Gam b'dmei agoyim asher shafachosam, shelo ayu b'nei milchamto. He spilled blood, even though he wasn't actually fighting against them, but they were just there. Gam b'dmei agoyim asher shafachosam, shelo ayu b'nei milchamto. Efshar shayu b'hem anashim tovim v'chasidim, af al pichein lo nanash aleihem, ki kavanasu l'chalos harishayim shelo yifrzu b'Yisrael, u'lahatzil atzmo k'shayu b'eretz plishtim lo yichle ish v'isha.
So he just killed random guy?
Well, he killed lots of people. There were lots of civilian casualties. There were lots of people who got caught in the crossfire. And there were good people. But David wasn't punished for that, because he had to get rid of the rishayim, and some people had to be killed as well. Aber Kevinchen is damen lo shvichas damen lo rov mino mi livnos beis hamikdash shu l'shalom. The beis hamikdash is for shalom. David was a man of war, and therefore it's not appropriate for him to build the beis hamikdash. If you're looking for a nice ma'ar malkum about civilian casualties or not, I ain't showing that radak and divrei yamim. Aleph and Perichah Beis.
He's saying that had there been no collateral damage, then there would have been no reason why David couldn't.
I don't know about that. He still could have been saying that still there's David Melech Shafachta. That was added on to the fact that he killed also Anashim Tovim. And even though all of those things were okay, even killing the bad people was okay, but still, this is a Makom of Shalom, and it's not the right thing.
But okay. It sounds like he's meaning. If there had been no collateral damage, at least it wouldn't have said down little Shabbat.
He's focusing there on he's not punished for that.
Why does he have to add that in?
I think that's gamut before him, meaning don't think it was. You have to see the whole.
Yeah, I have to read it more carefully in context. But right, I think he could be saying don't think that it's a punishment specifically because he killed
some collaterals.
Some extra people.
So, that's a guy. The gamut sounds like it's before him. I don't know what's before him, but it sounds like.
Okay. So this is what he tells Hiram, why he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim over here adds another idea as to why David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. He picks up on the Pasuk of Lo Yachol Livnos Bayis L'Shem Hashem. He was not able to build a Bayis L'Shem Hashem. So the Malbim writes, V'yadua shekashim ha'od al teva hadam lasos davar shemitzapim menu revach gadol v'toelas. It's hard to do something really lishma when you can gain from it. So David was huftach that if he would build the Beis HaMikdash, so then he would have peace, says the Malbim. Imkena yanimna shiivna David abayis bekavana nikiyah l'shem Hashem bilvad. David, by building the Beis HaMikdash, would have had an advantage. There would have been lots of world peace, maybe how we saw it happen to Shlomo, that everybody saw his greatness, and David wouldn't have to fight any wars if he built the Beis HaMikdash. So he couldn't fully build the Beis HaMikdash l'shma if David would build it. But Shlomo, since Shlomo already, you know, came in and inherited a time of peace, so he'll be able to build the Beis HaMikdash completely l'shma. And that's why in Pasuk Yates he says, "V'hinni Omer Livnos Bayis L'Shem Hashem Elokai Kasher Diber Hashem Al David Avi Lemor Bincha Asher Atein Tachtecha Al Kisecha Hu Yibna Bayis L'Shmi." So now Chiram, I'm going to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'ata, and here's the deal I want to make with you. Tzavei V'yichrasu Li'arazim Min Alevanon. I'd like you to cut down trees for me from the Levanon. V'avadai Yuim Avadecha. You'll cut down trees for me. Our servants will work together. Uschar avadecha tein lecha. I'll pay you kechol asher tomar. Whatever you want. Ki ataya data. Ki ein banu ish yodea lechros etzim katzidonim. Everybody knows that you guys are the best. Is there a word for tree cutters? Like a fancy tree?
Lumberjacks.
That was a more scientific term of some sort. You guys are the experts. The tzidonim. You guys know how to do this the best. And that's why I want you to help me out.
Foresters.
So the question is, forester, good. Okay, the Radak points out that the lawyer show me menu ha'etzim. He didn't ask for trees. Ela sheyishlach lo char she'etz. They kind of shared the levanon. In his request, all he asked for was Tzavei v'yichrasu li arazim in halavanon, help me cut them down, because you guys know how to cut them down. But we will see, in fact, that what he gets is more than just tree cutters, but he actually gets trees. And the Malbim points out that Shlomo used a little bit of chachma, and he didn't ask for everything that he wanted. And Chiram was able to understand from Shlomo's language. That he didn't just want tree cutters; he wanted trees as well. And David Shlomo kind of used a little bit of chachma, not to ask for too much, but still to get it anyway.
See, that wasn't the beginning because he waited. He doesn't send him a Chiram.
He waits until Chiram says, "Hey, I love you." Okay,
exactly.
So Shlomo knew he was a good businessman. But there's a very big question that I have over here. And that is, why does Shlomo ask for help from the Tzidonim? Again, the answer is in the Pasuk, that nobody knows how to build like you guys, and therefore we need your help. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. I hope. Vayavo kol ish asher neso libo. In the building of the Mishkan, so people had nesius lev. So what does that mean? Ki lo haya bahem shelamad as hamlachos eila mimlamed. Nobody knew, nobody learnt from a melamed how to do all the melachos that were required for the Mishkan. O mi she'iman behen yadav klal, aval matza betivo, she'yed alasos kein. He looked inside his heart. How did they know how to weave, and how did they know how to craft, and how did they know how to build all these beautiful, incredible, complicated things? They were matza betivo. They looked inside of themselves, and they found it. Vayig bo libo bedarchi Hashem lo v'lufnei Moshe lemor lo ani eseh kol asher adoni dover. They didn't know how to do it. No one taught them how to do it. And they said, we're going to do it. They were nesal libo. They looked inside and they found it. In Sichas Musar, in the new versions, I wrote this on page Kofites, Chaim Shalavitz elaborates on Sramban how when you look inside yourself, you can find kochos that you never knew you had. And they're there. And the question is, if that's how they built the Mishkan, then what happened by the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't they have that Nisius lev? Why did they... Okay, so Ein Banu Yodei Lachros Yitzim Katzidonim, so who cares? So look inside yourself and figure out how to do it and go do it. Isn't that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? So why did Shlomo ask for outside help? Shlomo was the smartest man in the world. Shlomo understood every single chachma. My guess is that means he knew how to cut down trees, and my guess is he knew how to teach. Okay? So, why didn't Shlomo do that? Yeah, sure. He knew how to speak to the trees, he knew all about trees. Yes, the Pashup shot. He knew about trees, I assume. Why couldn't he know how to cut them down as well? The Mishpat Zozov suggests as follows, that the Beis HaMikdash is... And we already started developing this idea, but the Beis HaMikdash is going to be a place for everybody. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be a place, and we'll see that in the building of it as well, but the Beis HaMikdash is a place for the Goyim as well. And if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be a place where all of the world can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we need to include the non-Jews in the building of this Beis HaMikdash as well. This is what we've already started pointing about as Shlomo, with all the wives, about trying to spread his influence to all different types of areas, about all of the horses that he's trying to gain influence, and we pointed out that there might be a spiritual aspect to all of this as well, because the Mahalach of Shlomo was to not just spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to Klal Yisrael, but to spread it to the world, and we see that over here. I live on the other side of the Heights, and every once in a while I pick up a Mayan Beis HaShoeva by Rav Schwab. Every once in a while I'm sitting in the base medrash there and I see it and I pick it up, and it was Parshas Truma last year. Parshas Truma, you're like, you know, looking for something to say, so oh, maybe Rav Schwab has something nice to say. So in my Mayim Shueva on Parshas Truma, after I thought of this whole Mahalach, or I saw it, Rav Schwab said this word for word in the second piece on Parshas Truma. He asked the Kasha exactly. He said, by the building of the Mishkan, it was this way. Why was it not that way by the Mikdash? And he says exactly this answer, Ayin Sham. Mishpat Zozov also brings a very interesting idea by Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that David used cedar trees specifically, and he doesn't use gold and silver, at least as part of the foundation. Even though we know that gold and silver was lo nechshav l'shlomo l'ma'uma. I don't know if we saw that pasuk yet, or we will see it. I think we will see it. Gold was nothing. It was worthless. And he had so much of it. So why didn't he make this thing, like, you know, as beautiful as it could be? Kulo zahav.
It's more, but after they
build it... And it would have been stronger. What?
After they build it all, they... they make it safun ba'erez, like they cover.
They cover over some. Yeah,
of the
but he's asking a different question. He's asking that we see already in the days of Yehoash that they had to be machzik the bayis. So why do they use this wood? Why don't they use metal? Metal can be much stronger. So he quotes the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim said that this was the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everybody should always have a chelek in the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted it to need tikkunim, he wanted it to need fixing, so that the people would always be involved. He wanted it not to last forever, and he wanted it to start decaying, so that people would have to fix it up. L'chor, the more pashup shot is that you don't want to have metal in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash represents the opposite of metal. We know that there are certain... We're not going to see as much metal instruments used, so I would have suggested that he doesn't use metal as much in the Beis HaMikdash, because metal represents war and the Beis HaMikdash does not. But the Chafetz Chaim...
In both these words, even the Chafetz Chaim, where you have to explain why in the Chafetz between the Mishkan and the Mikdash in terms of that.
I'm not sure, but we're going to see also that they don't use tools, they don't use... you don't hear a sound of metal instruments in the Mikdash. We'll get there.
The Mishkan also was wood outside. The walls are made of wood. Of course, there's
a crush.
The same thing here. That's all there are here. I mean, there are going to be plenty of gold, and there's going to be better metal used in the Vinyan Beis HaMikdash. It's just that the external parts are built of wood.
No, but that was the chatzer. I mean, the Heichal in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, was entirely gold and silver.
Wait a minute, the Heichal was also, in the Mishkan, was also made of, it also had wolves.
Wood and Tchashim.
And Tchashim. You have wood and animal skins as the basic structure of your basic Mikdash. Next of your Mishkan. It's the same thing. It's that here, the question from Yosha was like Tif Kashim, because they had the materials available and they could have used nicer ones. But it's not a Heichal between Mishkan and Mikdash, I don't think.
The Ralbag in Toelis Yud Gimel seems to give a different mahalach here, because he writes that one of the things that we learn from here that someone can do a shtadlus, he should do it the best. And if it's lechvod shemayim, and he knew that the tzidonim were the best, that's got to be the best for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so apparently there are different approaches. There's the Mishkan approach, which is we don't need the best, we want your heart. And then there's the covet approach, and if it's a lechvod shemayim, it's got to be the shvitz, and it's got to be the best. And you have to invest everything, and that perhaps Shlomo took a different approach. Shlomo preferred the Kavod Hashem more than the Nisi's Lev of Bnei Israel. It says here in my notes that Nassano Wiederblank pointed out that we welcome him today, it's an honor. Since Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash with the help of Goyim, and it was not built B'Kedusha Gemura, maybe that's why it was destroyed. Because one of the reasons that was given that David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, the Medrash says that had David built the Beis HaMikdash, if David would have built it, so it would have been so Kadosh if David would have built it, that then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to punish Bnei Israel, he wouldn't be able to take it out on Eitzim HaAvanim, he wouldn't be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he would have to destroy Bnei Israel. So he said, David, you can't build it, because I need to allow for the Beis HaMikdash to be destructible, so that I won't have to punish Bnei Israel. So Samuel pointed out that it could be that we see now that perhaps part of why Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash was in fact destructible. The Ralbag also adds in Toelas Yud Ches that Shlomo did not allow Hiram to build the Heichal and the Dvir because of its Kedusha. So, and he did the Tzipui Zahav only with Yisraelim. So, at a certain point, even if we were to take the Mahalach that Shlomo wants the involvement of everybody, but there are certain points where no, that has to be Kulo Kadosh, and we can't have that involvement. Let's continue in the Pesukim. Vayhi kishma Hiram es devrei Shlomo veyismach maod. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Ayom Asher Nasan LaDavid Ben Chacham Al Ham Harav Azeh. Wow, this is great. I'm so happy you're king. Vayishlach Hiram el Shlomo lemor Shemati es Asher Shalacht Elai Ani Eses Kol Chafzecha Ba'atzei Arazim Ba'atzei Roshim. I'm going to do everything you want, not just what you asked for, but everything that you actually want. I'm going to give you the Arazim as well, as we'll see. Avadayo Ridu Min Halavanon Yama. my servants will send it to the Mediterranean. We'll make rats out of them. All my students wanted to know how did the wood not get soggy. I don't know. I assume they made rafts and then they put the wood that they were going to use on top of it. They didn't use the wood that was part of the rafts as the wood that they built with, unless they had ways of drying wood that I don't know about.
Isn't that the way they transport wood?
I have no idea.
On rivers, is they put the wood in the river.
Does it dry?
That's the problem. So
what?
Does it dry? Dries out? I don't know. I this is not a question I can answer. And then you'll separate them. And you will pay me back for it.
Why do they have to separate it if they weren't using that wood?
Oh, so it's a raya that they separated. Well, unless
they use the wood, that
the wood of the rafts. Unless they tied it on top of their... Okay, good point. Yeah, okay. Here it says, so this started. So this business deal starts happening. Chiram is giving Shlomo. Shlomo is paying Chiram. Vashem nasan chachma l'Shlomo, kasher diber lo. And Hashem continues to give chachma to Shlomo. Vayhi shalom bein Chiram and bein Shlomo. Vayichrasu bris shnehem. Why do they bring up here the chachma? The Radak writes, ki berov habinyanim asher bana nirasa chachma. So his chachma became apparent through that which he was building and how he went about building it. The Ralbag says, "Magid sherov chachma shloma hayasiba el shaya shalom bein Chiram ubein Shlomo." That the chachma of Shlomo was the cause for this tremendous peace that took place before Shlomo, or between Shlomo and Shlomo and Chiram. Pasuk of Zion. Let's just try
what's,
to.
What's that? Why do you need chachma for that?
Why do you need chachma for
keep Shalom?
Shalom? Well, we're going to see. Everybody loves Shlomo because of his chachma. I mean, who doesn't love smart people?
Like, meaning Hiram loved David.
Right, I understand.
Hiram gets along even later on with other Malchay.
I guess Shlomo at a certain point is going to need certain attributes of himself. You know, the David thing can only carry on for that. Just so, you know.
No, I'm just saying.
Time. I don't know. I hear you. I'm not sure. Let's just try to wrap up some of these technical psukim to finish up.
Question.
He asked it. Where are you?
In Chav Vav. It's not exactly the same thing, but he talks about how come, why is it stressed over here at the Shalom when he has Shalom with everyone? David before.
It's the opposite direction.
Right. Okay. But it's not asking specifically his question about Chiram. Chiram didn't seem to need that. That's what he's asking. Okay. Pasuk Chav Zayin. The mass, as Rashi points out, is 30,000 people. As it's explained in Chavchas, 10,000 went a month. So they're 1 month in Lebanon working and 2 months at home. So there's a rotation of 30,000 people, 10,000 people a month. Vadoni Ram Alamas, he's in charge of this mass. And then in Pasuk Kavtez it says, Vayihi l'Shlomo Shivim Elef Nosei Sabal, there were 70,000 people who carried stones, Shmonim Elef Chotzei Bahar, and 80,000 who dug stone from the mountains. Radak points out that it was the 30,000 people who did the tree cutting, those were Jews. Because it was not such hard labor, certainly not as hard as chatziva savanim from a mountain and carrying back-breaking bricks and stones in your heart. That work, the Radak explains, was done by gerim, which I think are referred to in Divrei Hayamim, and these were gerim who, because of the pachad of Shlomo, were megayer, and they were used to do that very difficult labor.
Wait, didn't you say that Shlomo wanted tree cutters from Tzido?
Yeah. Right, that's a good question. I don't know. We don't see numbers of tree cutters for Sidon. That's a fair question. He does say that Avadai and Avadecha are going
to
work together.
He
taught them and they went solo, or for some reason they're not counting the tree cutters. Good question. I don't know why. I'm not sure. But then he writes, Lamed levad misare anitzavim l'shlomo asher alaham malacha shloshes alafim v'shlosh meos. There are another 3,000 and change people who are in charge of everybody, harodim ba'amos ha'osim ba'malacha, to get everybody to do the work. Ayin Rashi quotes like 4 psukim in Divrei Hayamim. Numbers are off. I'm not such a numbers guy. He says there's an extra 300 numbers in Divrei Hayamim. Those 300 were in charge of the people in charge, who were in charge of all the people. So if you want to work out all the numbers, because in Tehate I'm not going to do that now. Vayitzav ha-melech vayasiyu avanim gedolos avanim yikaros liyaseir habayis avnei gazis. Avnei gazis means carved out stones. Pasuk Lamed Beis vayivsulu bonei shlomo bnei chiron vehagivlim. Rashi writes that the givlim were a certain nation called Gaval, and they knew how to carve out stones. They're preparing the stones to build the bayis. You see clearly in these psukim that they're using carved out stones, and we're going to have to ask the question when we see the pasuk, which tells us that it sounds like carved out stones were not used. And I think when we get there, it'll be the appropriate time to address that question. But I guess for now, we'll pause with the end of this perek, seeing the tremendous preparation that's going on to building the Beis HaMikdash, the amount of people. We're talking over 150,000 people, 180,000 people involved. You can imagine at the time how much labor and effort and a massive undertaking going on here to build the Beis HaMikdash, and the amount, I guess, involved was part of the Kvod Shemayim, that so many people were involved in this effort, and we will continue learning about that effort next time with the beginning of Parak Vav.